The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Into the last week of the last month of what was looking to be like maybe the last year had the election gone a different direction. I think we were unquestionably moving, perhaps irrevocably, toward World War III. That has changed, and yet there are news stories coming out now that are more than concerning and disconcerting, depending upon which side of the fence you're standing on. Investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist Wayne Madsen, a member of the Society of Professional Journalists, the SPJ, and the National Press Club, put out a piece that's a stunner. I've got it up there. Probably many of you have seen it. Obama's Halloween Scare. This guy threatened Russia just before the election. In fact, I think it was November the 8th, the day of the election, or the day before, about this alleged, unproven election hacking. It didn't happen. And here's what Madsen writes. On Halloween, Obama activated the White House's red phone, which is not a phone, but a Washington to Moscow hotline communications link that was originally a teletype connection, then a fax, and finally email, that provides a direct line to the Russian president in the Kremlin or wherever he happens to be, and informed Vladimir Putin that if alleged Russian hacking of computers tied to the U.S. election did not stop, now mind you, it wasn't going on according to all the intelligence agencies except one, the United States would respond with armed conflict against Russia. Now this is insanity. And what have I been telling you for weeks now? That Obama is not going to go quietly. And if there was a way he could end up with a national crisis, a national security emergency that would allow him to stay in office, I think he'd do it. And a war would certainly do that. I'm not talking about all-out thermo, but I'm talking about a massive regional war. Remember, he just sent 1,500 tanks to Denmark a week ago, and they're being deployed along with all the other armaments along the Russian border. This is madness. There's no other way to phrase it. Here with us this first hour tonight to talk politics is one of the truly great writers on the internet, Yoichi Shimatsu. And you know Yoshi as our Fukushima expert, but his writings in terms of politics, certainly Pizzagate, Snopes, and other things recently, it's really a treat to read great writing, and it's there for you. Just look at it in his columnist box on the left-hand side of Rents. Yoshi, welcome back. How are you?
Okay, good. I've been busy. It's been a holiday, but we haven't gotten much rest during this holiday. I was hoping for a nice Christmas spirit, but it seems Hanukkah is falling on Christmas. You know, it usually comes before.
Yeah.
So it seems that Christmas was sort of bulldozed aside for a relatively minor holiday. I'm very happy that Buddhist holidays don't conflict with Christian ones. Because I think it would be very strange if people suddenly saw, you know, images of the Buddha there meditating instead of the nativity scene, which we don't see anymore. Although, you know, when I was a kid, whenever I was in the States between my trips to Japan, there were a lot of nativity scenes. Those seem to have been abolished, banned. Whereas, you know, in Japan, we haven't banned Buddhism yet. You know, we can still see pictures of the great teacher there. He's not the same as a Jesus, not a religion, a philosophy anymore.
Yeah.
So it is strange for me because I'm back in America right now. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and it doesn't feel like it did when I was a kid. You know, when things were lit up, people felt nice and happy on the holiday, and, you know, it's just people rushing around going to Walmart or wherever. The movies or whatever, it's not...
they're going through the motions.
It's a holiday without the holy days. You know?
Thank you. Really well said. Well said. Perfectly said. Yeah. Yeah.
And so anyway, I've been busy on, as you said, on this fact-checking, because it's very alarming to me that Facebook has agreed to be flagged, you know, that certain stories would be called false news, stories that, as tentative as they may be, as badly written as they may be, as sketchy as they may be, are necessary for us, you know, who are more like older, more, you know, experienced journalists to put together those little bits of data that people find out, the little research. Much appreciated crowd searching, I call it, that people that read it, people that other sites, you know, really find documents. They find, you know, nuggets of information. I checked these out, most of them, nearly all, 99% of them have checked out, you know, to be factual, and they start to build a case. And so, but we've had this scandal that one of the great fact checkers, in fact, the most famous fact-checking organization in the United States of America, turned out to be an absolute fraud. I mean, a shocking fraud in which people who did not like them are stunned, and people who like them don't know what to make of it, that... And this follows on top of their whole critique of Pizzagate. You know, they were most critical on Pizzagate, and they probably turned away millions of people from the findings of the Reddit people there.
Yes, they did.
Contribute to the Reddit censorship and the massive censorship, the state censorship all across, the mainstream censorship of the Comet Pizza allegations. This was Snopes. And it turns out that, you know, the Daily Mirror, online, exposed. They managed to get a hold of divorce papers from 2015. Now, remember, this is 2016. There's water under the bridge since then.
Yes,
but
sir.
What we found out, and I wrote a little bit about, a lot of people wrote about, was that the shocking discovery that David Mickelson, the founder of Snopes, and his wife had divorced, and the divorce papers, the wife accused him of embezzling about $90,000. To spend on prostitutes. And not only did he spend it on prostitutes, that the prostitutes were employed by Snopes. And one of them, he married. This one, who's known professionally as Erin O'Brien, her actual name is Elisa Young, or also Elisa Ross, okay? And
this is too, this is too funny. This whole thing.
And there are other ones. Well, it's not funny. It's very, you know, as we go along, you find out how sinister this
is. It's funny in a very black humor way. But
yeah, black humor way. It's hilarious that they got their comeuppance. But, you know, this isn't just one man's who's reaching, let's say, middle age, you know, a middle age crisis, nothing like that. There's something much darker going on. The other, Kimberly, or Kim LaCapria, she's in New York. And I'm just been done researching her, and that my next article will come out linking back to Pizzagate, because she was one of the great. She was the one who was the chief content manager, the chief fact checker, who shot down Pizzagate. Her name, her online, her name, her what do you call it? Her professional name is
Vice handle.
Vixen. Handle is Vice Vixen. Both of them are dominatrixes. Both of them specialize in servicing men who like to have anal sex performed on themselves. Okay, they use vibrators.
Mechanical devices.
Kim calls it her vibrating wand. Okay, mm-hmm. Her vibrating wand that drives men crazy. Okay.
Uh huh.
So we have here a very, very strange phenomenon that his second wife, after the divorce with Barbara, the second wife, who also dominatrix, does the same thing. She was called in on the Erotic Review. One of the reviews called her notorious. In other words, for people who employ prostitutes, she's notorious for being very perverse, okay? And she worked in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Snopes owned a house in Las Vegas she used. And she worked in the Seattle area where she owns a home in Tacoma, Washington. And she apparently traveled to Los Angeles. And she was sent, Kim LaCapria, the one in New York. You got to remember the New York girl and the Washington girl, the Tacoma girl. Two separate figures, both of them dominatrix. The one in New York was sent to Argentina to attend the International Fact Checkers Union.
Oh, really?
Yes, they spent more than $1,000 on her air ticket to get there. $10,000 all total for hotel expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very strange that they send the dominatrix, okay, with her magic wand to Argentina to the fact checkers conference. What is going on there? Because the chief sponsor of that are two of the most illustrious journalism education programs. One is the Poynter Institute in Tampa.
I don't get it.
Founded by the founder of the Tampa Bay Times.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is the Duke University Journalism School. Okay?
It's unbelievable.
And
you can see it in Yoshi's articles.
Not only are they defending the pedophiles,
mm-hmm.
they came out to help. They want to give men Facebook the academic credibility they need, the journalism credibility, to be able to shut down, to just simply block some websites. Others they will flag as false news sites, okay? So it's a vetting process. They're funded. Now, Poynter is funded by the National Endowment for Democracy. They're funded by the Soros Open Society Institute and also the Omidyar Foundation. In other words, all of the foundations and National Endowment for Democracy is from Congress. That is a U.S. government foundation.
That is a government organization. Don't forget Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, yeah. They have all their folks in there, too, when it comes to medicine.
This is the Poynter Institute, folks, and it's P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, Poynter Institute.
Yep.
This is astounding material you can find in Yoshi's current article entitled "For Anyone Who Still Believes Snopes is an Abuse Victim." You got to read this, and you're hearing some of it now. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's more to come because I focus there on Mickelson. Okay, now the news since then. The people should read the article because I'm going to do the update of what's happened in the year that's passed, the year that's passed since the divorce. Mm-hmm. Is that, and what I found in the past week, is that Mickelson is basically out of the picture. He's hiding out in Tacoma, went for a grand tour of Japan and China. He's looking, obviously, for an escape hatch. He's gone a bit crazy, so they had to dump him.
Well, they may end up dumping him 6 feet under. He knows
very
too
likely,
much.
Given what he knows. Yeah. Well, given what he knows coming out of Naval Signals Intelligence, coming out of the deck Corporation was a major CIA computer corporation involved in dismantling the Soviet Union under the Red October program.
Big stuff.
We can go on and on. Yeah. But we'll get back to him and Kirkland, Washington in a minute. Okay. What happened?
Let me interject one thing, Yoshi. This is important. For all of you out there who have ever visited Snopes, I'll bet, and I'm not putting anybody down, a majority of you believed it. It has been a major house organ of lies, deceit, disinformation, and social manipulation from the get-go. That's what it was described as, I'm sure, by the planners, and that's what it was created as. And it has been extremely well-respected. And now they're playing victims somehow. No way. It's over.
It was a hypnotic trick because they did not counter facts with facts. They took a pontifical stand and said, well, this obviously is not true. Why? Because we said so.
That's all it was.
That was the only proof they needed to say, this is not true.
How many people out there that you know, friends, have said, well, Snopes says no. And that's the end of the discussion.
Yeah, what authority did Snopes have? What facts did they base things on? They didn't. That was the whole game, is that they were a gatekeeper, and people are so hypnotized to assume that the dog trainer controls the dog rather than the dog controlling the dog trainer, okay? They got this all mixed up, you know? No, yeah. Snopes never did their research, okay? Never. And it was a grand deception, Wizard of Oz sort of thing. That goes back, and these techniques go back to the MK Ultra program, to psychological warfare, out of which he came. He was one of the original psychological warfare people on the internet. Troll. You know, he would catch trolls and troll people, basically. All the newbies, all the people who weren't intelligence people, right. He would sort of track them, follow them, and freak them out on online, and then notify others. So he was a censor from the beginning, and he's got so used to being the Pope of the cyber world, and that's how Snopes got across. And people submitted to this. You know, this was Big Brother, and people submitted to Big Brother without ever challenging him. And when I got more aware of what Snopes was doing, because I don't run a website, you know, I don't look back a lot, this guy was an obvious leaf. You know, I'm like Toto, right? You know, the guy's not a wizard. You know, he's just a stale old professor, you know, pulling levers. And, making people change their mind or something. It was nonsense, you know? And yeah. So anyway, we finally unmasked this man.
Control of the reach of Snopes over the years. How many people
it's a psychological operation. It's a psyop. It's a mind control program. And those who believe Snopes were under mind control. And you've got to really examine yourself now and never let that happen again. Never let some authority just tell you, because I said so. Unfortunately, that's our problem with the current outgoing president. He always says, because it's me who's telling you. Believe me, right?
There's a flip side to this. I'm going to mention Wikipedia and give you the same general caution. Who populates Wikipedia? The public. Yeah. Do they have agendas? Every one of them does. So when you read something in Wikipedia, the same caveat applies. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up that, because I've been tracing all of this mind control program also to the creation of online pornography, and especially the more bizarre aspects like BDSM,
right?
Bestiality. Mm-hmm. Child kiddie porn. Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, was one of the first with his website. He was a major pornographer. You know, what was his thing called? Begins with a B. Something like Bing.
Remember, but nobody knows this stuff.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, he was a major pornographer, and he was one of the great forerunners of child porn. Yeah, so he was the one who brought it online. Since then, they've buried a lot of stuff into the dark web or into, sites with various kinds of access codes and all that. And the evolution of that is very much what kept Snopes going. Snopes would plant software in people's computers, which would then bring in pornography sites from an operation based in Kirkland, Washington, originally Israeli linked. Later bought out by people from India, okay?
Wow.
Now what's happened is that as I track down Snopes, I find out they're connected to this outfit. First, I track them down to Panama, and then I track that back to Kirkland to a company called Enom, E-N-O-M, okay, in Kirkland, Washington. And they control one-fifth of the domain names, okay? Domain names in the world.
One-fifth, 20%.
Yeah.
Of all
and this is where all the child porn, all the drug dealing and all, and then what this has evolved into, you know, is that pornography, when they deliver it now online, it also comes with these little images of pills, the so-called Canadian meds market, okay? Huh. This is how they sell Viagra, Cialis, but also methamphetamines, ketamine and so on, and the various mixes in there, coming from generic factories in India or somewhere in Asia, you know, the Indian world. They come into Canada and they're shipped out across the border, across the United States. And so this is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Huge.
All right?
Yeah.
Huge. And this also, okay, the kind of mixes they're making, these contaminated drugs, let's say ketamine mixed with these sex drugs, okay, is accounting for a lot of the satanic stuff. People are going nuts, and they become psychotic.
Oh, ketamine is, that'll mess up anybody's mind.
Methamphetamines are added on to give you greater energy, endurance. And the combination of the sexual drug with the psychotropic drug, you know, the psychic drug, is turning these people into Satanists. You know, they murder, they strangle, you know, the person that they're having sex with, a prostitute. And after that, they're indoctrinated by satanic groups. And from there, it gets very bizarre. So we're seeing explosion in these satanic groups from these kind of, shoddy and mixed medications, okay?
Wow.
So Snopes is at the heart of this monster right from the beginning in Kirkland. Now, I found this out by tracing back to a thing called social media something. I'll write all this stuff down. It's hard to keep track of all the names. But it's where Kim LaCapria, she's a reporter for them. I tracked them down to a site that's wholly owned by Enom, okay? So we realized she's one of these drug pushers, all right?
Tell us now, who Enom again is again.
E, a capital E, then N-O-M. Enom. Yeah. Nom is a French name. Enom. You know? That's from Canada, so Nom. Yeah, they speak bilingual.
Nom,
So Enom, okay? Now, Kimberly was the chief content officer for Snopes.
Wow.
And also she was the chief fact checker. She was the one who put down Pizzagate. She was the one who put down last year New York Parks website ran a story on their blog about an officer with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency in New York City who walked across to their park and shot himself in the head. And then he left a suicide note, which was run by a local radio station there, which detailed that the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA were developing these mass internment camps for basically a coup in the United States.
Right.
So they would incarcerate all the supporters who voted for the president. Okay, camps capable of holding a million people. All right.
Yeah.
And he said this was so depressing. So he was obviously drugged, which induced him to suicide.
Right.
But he was able to write the note before he was drugged and get out. And so the note was found on his body.
All right. Hold on right there. Hold on. I got to take a break. We'll come right back. This is absolutely first rate classic journalism and all available for you at Yoichi Shimatsu's columnist box. Don't miss it.
Yeah, ranch.com. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Be right back. Hang on. Okay, welcome back. And we are talking with Yoichi about some really important things for all of you who spend time on the internet, about Snopes, about the drug correlation between Snopes and the Canadian amphetamine and other illegal substance pushers who mix these drugs with ketamine, K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E. Look it up and read about the neurological effects of it. This is dangerous stuff. This is Russian roulette, worse.
And this is basically how people get into Satanism. You know, they commit a murder while with a prostitute or whatever, a young kid, And from there, it gets worse. You know, they get sort of addicted. They get into that mental state, and they feel that's the zone they want to be in. And so we find these people killing, you know, a dozen people easily, okay? Now, let me just backtrack a little bit. Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia, the porn site was called Bomis, B-O-M-I-S. He founded that at the time right in the same area that the Pointer Institute is located at in Tampa. Because that's where all these young girls from all across the eastern state would come down to go swimming, the party, and they'd be picked up, and they needed cash, and all they work as prostitutes, get their pictures taken for pornography.
Right.
And so as an amateur, he took photos of girls in bikinis and so, and then he went on to the hard sex and then the child sex, because many of these are young teenagers or even below teen girls dragging their sisters and brothers over. So this is Wikipedia that you warn people about, okay? It is very much linked to pornography and the kind of drugs they feed the kids and all that. So basically, Pizzagate is blowing open a national scandal. I mean, let's be very,
international,
very clear about this.
International. Yeah,
it's international, and the international fact-checking scandal where they're trying to censor the internet because they don't want to be exposed. They want the dark web, the cover of the dark web, to continue their profitable business
I might add one thing about Wiki. Over the years, and I've been at this a lot of years, I have seen more lies and slanders put up about me than I could care to count. I don't even go there and look at that garbage. We used to try to straighten it out, but within 5 minutes, it would be completely perverted and corrupted again. So you just don't go there. If you're looking at something other than a human, maybe some scientific endeavor or hobby or something, fine, go look around. But remember, this is wide open. I call it a cesspool for slander and defamation many years ago.
Well, you were right. Yeah, one of the reasons I continually write for you is, as we discussed before, we were pioneers of internet news back in 1994, 1995.
That's right.
And we have a track record that goes back further just than about anyone, I think, continuous track record. Mine was broken because Dentsu, the Japanese government and the Japanese advertising agency, threatened to take down my whole news, the Japan Times, if I didn't turn over my site to them, which they, they just destroyed and put in a commercial site for
two. Yes, they would. That's what they do. Yep.
Yeah, so basically, we go back a long way, and true, I don't agree with all the UFO stuff and all, but it did, the history in, people have to understand, in cyberspace, where that was the only place you could disclose this stuff against the Air Force, the U.S. government, which was actively suppressing the information. So there is a reason for doing that, which was to fight against the censorship,
Right, exactly.
Of that news.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just continue on a little bit here. About Kim LaCapria, the vice vixen, who is the chief content officer. She still is after this shakeup of Snopes. She lives in Long Island. And after a little bit of hunting, I find out she lives in a place called Babylon, Long Island.
Oh, how appropriate.
Which since the 19th century, residents complained about the name as being blasphemous. It's on the Long Island Railroad, and its beach, it's on Long Island on the South Shore, where all the beaches are. You've heard of Fire Island, where all the gay beaches are. Well, this is a little closer. It's in Suffolk County. It's closer to Nassau County. The next door county is Norfolk County, and that's where the very famous Amity House is. The Amity Horror?
Amityville,
Amityville Horror, yeah. In fact, the house is still there. It's up for sale right now. You can buy it for $1.5 million. Yeah. The first practitioner of Wiccan witchcraft was out there in Long Island. Anyway, the closest beach, or the beach of Babylon is called Gilgo Beach. And Gilgo is the center of the Craigslist killer. Killed 17 young women, including children, and one Asian transvestite, were buried on that beach. Okay?
Wow.
2010 through 11, 12, somewhere in there, 13. The police chief there was arrested, given a 3-year sentence. for I think killing a man who tried to steal his bag of dildos and sex objects. Again, here we go with the pegging, okay?
Mm.
And lo and behold, the little Miss Pegleg there, Kim LaCapria, is there in Babylon sending out notes about how lonely she is, okay? She needs more friends.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is your Snopes lady, okay? The one who does all the cover-ups for the government. Okay, now it turns out, now that David is gone, David Nicholson is such an embarrassment, they had to pull him after the murder thing, that they suddenly have a new company. I find out this woman called Brooke Binkowski in San Diego is sort of replaced his wife, Elisa Young, as a writer. She's in San Diego. She does a lot of Latin American immigration border stuff. She's a pro-immigration, pro-border person. And the company that's taken over 50% is called Proper Media. Okay, Proper Media, unfortunately, is quite an improperly organized company. I find out that its immediate predecessor company is called TV Tropes. And TV Tropes, the founder and owner of it, is a fellow from Wisconsin, and his name, the only name that we know him by, is Fast Eddie.
That nails it down.
Fast Eddie. So basically, if you trust Snopes, you better be able to trust Fast Eddie, all
right? That's right.
Put your money on Fast Eddie. This is what the Poynter Institute, one of the most prestigious journalism organizations on ethics, this is what their fact-checking is based on, prostitutes and Fast Eddie.
Do you people understand how badly you've been had from the beginning? This is all in Yoshi's article for anyone who still believes Snopes is an abuse victim. It's under his name at rents.com. It's in his columnist box. This, as I say, this is world-class journalism. This is real research. This is the real deal. You have been taken to the cleaners and beaten to within an inch of your life in terms of your mental preferential treatment of reality. If you believe Snopes, you've struck out. Now, certainly there are facts in Snopes that are facts. That's how this game is played. They do that. But believe me, the big-time stories, and what they did in Pizzagate, Yoshi, was they were too quick in calling it a fraud. It was like within minutes. Whoops.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. This is amazing.
Yeah. Their main counter to Pizzagate was this local paper called Washington City newspaper, which when Hillary was fighting with what was the rival, Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
They had to drag their editor back from Paris, where she's working for a couple of Israelis, okay? They dragged her back, and she had to pen articles. And she attacked the hell out of a couple of congressmen for being NRA. She called two congressmen NRA bitches, okay, in her blog. I mean, this is the kind of editor they get, okay? Incredible, please crap. And she's just basically a gossip editor. Not even gossip, like social news, something
It's sewage is what it is.
No understanding of politics or the complexity. And meanwhile, I keep telling people, go to Reddit, go to vote. Look at the stuff they're digging out. They're digging out all kinds of files. I check it out, the veracity there, they're all backed up. They're all facts. There's not a fib among them. They vet themselves. If there's nonsense there, the readers, the visitors there will knock down the lies, and they will boost the facts. So basically, this was pure stuff coming out of Pizzagate. It was amazing. Crowd searching. It's the finest hour of crowd searching. Amazing stuff was going on. And I said, this is a massive breath of fresh air for investigative journalism when mainstream journalism is just sold out and dead.
Right.
Okay.
And what is it all called by the mainstream media? Fake news. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's all real. If this is fake news, completely backed by fact, totally makes political sense, all fits together into the larger meta-narrative, right? All
exactly.
Has historical background. It all links with past incidents in the continuity. It all checks out, okay? And true, there have been cover-ups, but these are the only you know, sources you'll get that break the cover-ups and actually have some factual details on them, like the death of this Iceman. Okay, now, one of the things I found on Reddit, which will be part of the next article, part five of Pizzagate, is that one young fellow, or I don't know how old, one fellow on Reddit was able to find out that James Alifantes, the owner of Comet Pizza, he hired a crisis management team called Frontier Solutions. And guess what? The entire directorate of that group are former officials with ICE, Immigration and Customs, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Department of Homeland Security.
Unreal.
You got that? You understand
Unreal.
What I'm saying?
Unreal.
These are the people.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I've heard of all kinds, I know all kinds of abuses by ICE in Bangkok, you know, in Nepal, sex for visa, and they don't give the visa, take the money. You know, in Nepal, they were charging young women who want to come to America, promising them passports, $10,000, sex for 2 months, okay? And they never got their visas. There were protests there. I visited some of the protests there in Nepal. The same thing in Shanghai. They're charging a lot more, up to $100,000. Pocking it, screwing the girls, and then not giving out the visas as promised. These are total cheats and crooks. In the immigration service, folks, you know, these are nice. It's like a third world, worse than a third world country.
Worse than a banana republic. Yeah, it's because it's evil.
Worse than a banana republic.
Yeah.
This is worse than Turkey Midnight Express, okay? This is what they do to you. Now I find out, and this is going to be very interesting for the Trump team, is how to deal with this. Some of the loudest protesters against the abuses of these organized pedophiles inside Homeland Security and ICE. Some of the loudest protesters are like MALDEF, the Mexican-American League of Defense Fund, okay?
Huh.
Who were involved in the Mexican flag protests against Trump and Orange. But there's a common point here, that children from Central America are being abducted, often mother and child together, being abducted, put into prostitution. You know, that there are major detention centers in Texas and also in Florida. There's a lot of Cubans and Haitians victims of these child abduction rings that involve ICE officials. So we're getting closer and closer to the scandal. Not only does Team Trump have a problem with the CIA, which is threatened basically to overthrow him, to stop the election and all that, there's also the people at DHS, Homeland Security, we're talking Sandy Hook. And guess what? The head, and you'll get all this information, of this Frontier Solutions, which is publicly defending and creating strategies for in silencing critics for Jimmy Comet, the head of security ran the operation around the Boston Marathon. He was in charge. Boston Marathon.
Oh, this is very interesting.
CIA agents, nephews, the whole thing, right? The real fake news. Remember the veterans that were already paraplegics, right?
Of course.
Fake blood.
Yep.
All that.
It's stunning how this is all linked up. Sooner or later, the dots connect to almost all of this horror.
Getting back to Boston Marathon and Sandy Hook. Yeah. The trail is leading back to all these false flags. So
Wow. We
got, on the one hand, the false news narrative accusing guys like me of being a liar. A liar with lots of facts. I got a bag full of facts that's false. Okay? And then on the other hand, we got the false flag guys. Take your pick. 6-1, half dozen.
Well, right? We want to mention Jim Fetzer and his work on Sandy Hook and the Boston bombing, and he's done a lot of work on that too. And it won't go anywhere because the mainstream media is also an integral tentacle of this whole monster.
Exactly. They're going to deny it. They're going to attack the investigators who are collecting fact after fact, testimony after testimony, dispose of the false news without an ounce of evidence on their side. You know, the mainstream media just shouts falsehood. Tell a lie 100 times and it becomes the truth. And by the way, Goebbels never said that. I studied Goebbels in journalism school, you know, propaganda. He never said that. He said any good propaganda depends on having truth inside of it. It should be mostly truth, okay? So you need.
Well, there's the disinformation core always.
This is just, yeah.
Figure 85 to 90% facts and truth, and then 5 to 10 fiction. Whatever the hell they spin it. It's the spin.
More crumbles.
Yeah.
More and more crumbles in Washington State, Seattle this morning. Adolf Katz, the senior leader of Facebook's Oculus virtual reality team, was arrested for soliciting sex from a female police officer who was posing as a 15-year-old girl and wanted sex without a condom with what he thought was a 15-year-old.
Who was this guy again, Yoshi?
Dov Katz, Israeli.
Another Israeli.
He's the one who came up with virtual reality and Facebook bought him out.
That guy. Okay, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, just arrested, okay, for basically pedophilia.
Funny, I didn't see that in the news. Wasn't front page. This story is so big, so ugly, so evil, so fatal. Human life means nothing to these people. And I'm telling you, the more you dig, the more you're going to end up ultimately in Tel Aviv or somewhere else over in Israel. Those people are pulling the main strings, and it trickles down and trickles down and trickles down. But it is really, this is almost, we could almost change the name of this planet to Planet Satan. It's that bad. Wow.
Well, yeah, there is this satanic element, as I tried to point out, with this Babylon, New York, where, chief fact checker for Snopes happens to live, of all places. Okay?
And this beach was called Gilgo Beach?
Gilgo, G-I-L-G-O.
That's awfully close to Gigolo and Dildo, isn't it?
Yeah, she lives on Cock or Nun Avenue. Cock or Nun Avenue.
Oh, my. They don't miss a trick. That's too much.
They don't
much.
Miss a thing. I mean, this is all very strategic. It's been there before. It was in place. And I guess the killer disappeared for a while, so they're trying to revive it, this coven, satanic coven.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you know about the girl, the other Craigslist killer. She killed men. She was out of a satanic cult in Alaska. She said she lost count of killing 22 men.
I remember that was about a year and a half ago that came out.
Yeah, she was arrested in Pennsylvania, and it turns out that Mickelson's wife, what the heck was her name? I can't keep
the fat girl.
Yeah, the fat girl. Well, she wasn't so fat when she was young and good looking, and
right.
Still testified to her. She was called Alyssa Ross, and she lived right downstream the Susquehanna River from this other girl when she was there in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
She went by a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She went by a different name and was in Pennsylvania, where this girl was operating in some sort of satanic cult there in Pennsylvania, and enticing men and human sacrifice. So the police feel that the Gilgo Beach murders were done by one or two individuals working together.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, these are satanic sacrifices. Same methodology.
Oh yeah.
Strangled,
yeah.
And dismembered, okay? And then dumped, buried in the sand along the beach there.
Probably tens of thousands of people a year are killed in this thing. I think it's that big.
Well, what I'm afraid of is this drug thing, is like fueling. We're seeing an unprecedented rise in satanic sex murders right now, especially directed against children, young girls, young women, young men. They like them smaller because the bodies are easier to handle, to dump. One guy can carry out the body,
Now, I leave this to all of you to read Yoshi's article. For anyone who still believes Snopes is an abuse victim, please read it. Read the earlier parts. It's a four-part, going to be a five-part series. You will not find better journalism, I believe, in the world in this story. It is being completely exposed. It ought to be probably honored by the highest award journalistic institutions give out. It won't be, but it should be. And there's more to come, all right? So he's working on the next part. We'll have it up for you as soon as it's there. Imagine
well,
also.
I don't want the highest reward in journalism. That guy at the San Jose Mercury who did the CIA
Gary.
Story. He got the highest award in journalism.
Yeah, Gary Wood.
He got the highest award there. Two bullets while he's sleeping.
Yeah, he was on this program not many weeks before Gary was murdered. Wow.
Yeah, that's
Jim Keith was another one. Jim Keith was another one. Black Helicopters Over America was murdered. He was on this program right before he died, not long before. Great writer, brave man. James Keith, Jim Keith.
Apparently that fellow who leaked the Rafael Cruz photo found dead in a stairwell in Indianapolis.
That's right. They don't listen. Imagine, if you will, where this probably, without any question, goes in terms of the Clinton cartel. Imagine. Okay? James Alefantis, imagine. David Brock, imagine. Look at the connections. Look at the rumors that she was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet multiple times.
Yep.
Think about the rumors of alleged photographs of Hillary, Huma, and young underage girls. Think about all this. Understand that this is not in the realm of impossibility anymore. We know enough now to draw legitimate conclusions and speculations, legitimate speculations, about how dirty and evil these people are. It's over the top, out of the house.
Well, it's no accident that Elisa Young, the wife of, you know, the dominatrix, wife of Mickelson, David Mickelson, name's Erin O'Brien. Because if anybody bothers to search, look up
Kathy O'Brien.
Yep, Kathy O'Brien. Yep.
And then look up the name.
She tried to be the reincarnation of Kathy O'Brien, the sex toy of the Arkansas Mafia, of, you know, the Clinton Mafia. Bohemian Club and so on. Yeah.
And then you have the name.
She was a young girl when Hillary got to her. Yeah.
And then you got the name Ross. So look at that. I'm telling you, I've known this for years. So as Yoshi, so have some of you. The whole ecstasy market, for example, one little example, comes out of Israel. It was controlled, conceived. They use this country like a cash cow and a whore.
Yeah.
And they never pay a penny.
No. It's been looted. And now, they've accumulated huge funds in the banks and the hedge funds from the bailout, the Obama bailout. Now they're on the warpath. You know, they hate the incoming president with a passion. They want to get back their power. They want to get back their right to organize these criminal syndicates again, revive them, kidnap more children, American children, refugee and immigrant children. So I don't think Trump is doing any disfavor to the peoples of Latin America or Africa by trying to stop them. He's protecting the lives of the children and girls.
This is their farm system, bringing these immigrants in here. They take from it what they want.
Yeah, and all the young African men and all that, they're all being peddled on the street. You know, they're all going to be diced up and sliced up. So, you know, stopping immigration doesn't hurt these people. It helps them. It keeps them alive. Prevents them being put into the meat grinder.
That's a profound, and you're not being facetious, that's a profound point, extremely important. Read the article,
Why I say there is a basis, I said, on the border that immigrant groups will cooperate, and even very radical nationalist groups like MALDEF will see the light, that their peoples are being butchered on the border.
That's an incredible insight. Wow.
Yeah.
MALDEF. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, there's reason. You know, life and death here. They've got to protect their people from what's happening to them on the border, from this out-of-control interior police force, which is based, which was designed. Joe Lieberman designed the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, after Shin Bet, the Israeli internal Gestapo program. Look at the way they treat Palestinians.
Same thing.
Or, you know, Ethiopian Jews.
And why do so many American police chiefs get flown, all expenses paid, to Israel for training, advanced training. Police chiefs by the thousands have gone over there. And do you think when they're over there that they're not compromised and videotaped and, and they own many of these people? It's all
I really hope the Trump administration stops using the Israeli vocabulary like the wall, okay, things like this, or secure borders. You know, let's not use these terms. Let's not borrow any. Let's take nothing
from those
criminals.
I'm very concerned about that. He named...
There has to be an American-style, you know, very democratic, fair patrol system that's brought in for the safety of those very same people that we have to stop, you know, that it's for their good that we're stopping them. And not because anyone hates them. It's just for their good.
Good
of everybody.
Trump has picked a Zionist radical as his new international negotiator. Not a good sign.
Yeah.
I got that story
We'll see. Just the first administration, the first cabinet.
We will see. Yoshi, thank you very much. Just extraordinarily valuable and then some information. Talk to you in another hour.
Okay, very good then. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, stand by. It doesn't get any better than that. That's journalism. Back with hour two in just a couple minutes. Hang on.